Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Happy New Year. It's 2021. We made it.
Yitty, 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 yitty. What's the day? Sunday, January the 3rd, I think.
TJ could have just said whatever. We would have believed him because that's the kind of guy you are, TJ. We're going to learn a lot today on the show. What's that? I can't hear him. Ignoring. Okay, I've hit there's an ignore button. There's a cough button, an on button, and an ignore button over here.
Happy New Year. Yep. We have our back-to-back. So Frank Lott with Heritage Homes, YPO, Chapter Chair, Southern 7, closed out the year last year. And he's opening the year this year.
We'll really stick around for this one, especially I know everybody is ambitious this year. We're through 2020. Hopefully things are settling and leveling. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But what a show to really try to get better and grow and get outside your comfort zone. And I think Frank's really going to walk us down that path.
Yeah, set New Year's resolution, talk about what it means to really buy into business and culture and peer-to-peer accountability. I will say, Eric Church, I'm proud of the guy. I think I said this a couple shows ago, won Entertainer of the Year about a month back for the CMAs, and Reagan goes, great year to win Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, right.
So Frank is the chapter chair of our chapter, the largest chapter in YPO in 2020, and what a great year to be chapter chair. Wow. I mean, we are an in-person chapter. I think Frank's going to talk about his theme, his intentional relationships or something along those lines that
he
chose.
Can't wait to hear about it.
And start with that theme, and then you have COVID, you can't do in-person meetings, you can't travel. That's what this whole chapter's built on, is touching, looking at people in the eye, you know, hearing the inflections in the voice and the
sure.
pains and the trials and tribulations.
Yep.
And for Frank and Allison, his wife, to lead in the way that they've led our chapter, thank you. It's amazing, and I can only hope to follow in your footsteps and how I lead in other ways. So I just think it's a crazy year if you're in a business or organization, the hotel business, the travel business. I mean, wow. I don't know.
Really everybody's been affected one way or the other. I mean, it's just a different playground that we're in.
Yeah, but Amazon excelled.
Right.
I mean,
Walmart excelled.
Our business, fortunately, God bless, was essential. So we've been able to work. And then people on the residential side, people are at their homes looking at what needs to be done.
Right.
So there's been some opportunities for us that other businesses, types of businesses, brewery business and entertainment type business hasn't seen. So hopefully everybody gets back to excelling in their own industry and line of work this year.
Well, let me ask you a question before we get on with Frank. Do you have any New Year's Day traditions that your family does? Like, do you do the pork, the collard greens, and the black-eyed peas, that whole thing?
Nah, I mean, sometimes I go over to my in-laws and eat black-eyed peas, but I'll eat them in June. I don't care. and sometimes my friend Bruce Doan, who we need to have on the show, he does an oyster roast on New Year's every day. But this year we're going to be at my mom's beach house, so I won't do that. We're going to the beach. We try to go to the beach before or after Christmas, and my sister had a work ER doctor down in Augusta. She had to work on Christmas and a couple days after, so we weren't able to celebrate our Christmas till a couple days after normal Christmas date. And then we're all going down. So when the show airs, we will have gone down to my mom's beach house at Surfside. My brother, his wife Carmen, their two kids, and me, Reagan, and our five kids, my mom and my sister. Ooh. and this house isn't it isn't too shabby, but
we're
it's
gonna
not
be
too big.
Happiest group of.
We might be done had a knockdown drag out.
That
door slamming, beating, driving down the road. Somebody might have to smoke a cigarette even if nobody smokes. I mean, we could go old school.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you.
I don't know, though. You get everybody together, sometimes it combusts.
It can happen. It can happen. Or somebody, you know, you hear a loud thud, and there's a kid that just got thrown, and three of them come running away crying. You're like, what just happened down here?
Our family has gotten a little better at not fighting, and over the years, I mean, the Hastings are pretty combustible, but we've gotten better. I'm very fortunate that our immediate family has always stuck together and yep. grown stronger through these fights. But I think I am predicting we have a happy, wonderful family trip. We'll talk about it next week on the show. How well it went.
There you go.
And my mission is shark's toothing.
That's it.
It's full moon. I've read a lot about full moon stirs it up and brings the teeth to the.
You got to howl at that Joker. When you're out there. Now you talk about going to the beach. We got to go to we like to go to Oak Island and they did a. Basically, all six or eight boats, a flotilla with Christmas lights. It was so cool. It was really neat that they did that.
What you and Frank were talking about on the last show, the yep. jambalaya. The Jamboree. Okay.
Jubilee.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're having fun and smiling a little bit. When we return, we have Frank Lott. We're going to talk about everything Young Presidents Organization, Southern 7 Chapter. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Ruben.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We are on round two with Mr. Frank Lott out of Mobile, Alabama. His business is Heritage Homes, but we are going to take a shift from businesses, and we're going to talk about YPO and really networking in general, Trent.
Yeah. No, it is networking, peer-to-peer laddering. We talked a little bit about this in the first segment. Frank is currently the volunteer president of our chapter, the YPO, Young Presidents Organization, the Southern 7 Chapter, 7 Southern States. I think it's the oldest chapter. And we talked about this last week with Frank, talking about how he leads Heritage Homes, talking right. about Home Builder Association and leading your industry, your peers in the industry. Then he talked about he was the president or the chairman of the local chamber, which is not all industry, but it's all business people.
Right, right.
And then, you know, as you elevate your career and you want to excel further and hold people and yourself more accountable, you find new endeavors. And Frank, you've led the last year at YPO. I've watched you work up through the leadership ladder at Southern 7. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Trent. I mean, that's certainly been an interesting year for all of us to lead anything. But when we're leading an organization that's built around connections, it's certainly been an interesting year for that. But YPO is special, as you know. I mean, it's we're not the oldest chapter, by the way, Southern 7. We're almost the oldest. I think we're the third chapter, but mm-hmm. we are the largest in number of members in the world, which is pretty neat in itself. There's a chapter in almost every country and, represents an enormous amount of revenue generated for this country, YPO-led companies.
Well, let's, for the common, you know, the listener that has heard us talk about YPO 100 different times, Trent and Frank, tell us what is YPO? I mean, obviously it's Young Presidents Organization, but how are you guys, I mean, what makes you up? What kind of business is it? Any business? I think that we might take that for granted that the listener might know this.
Sure. I mean, YPO is the largest president and CEO organization in the world. And okay. so what makes it unique is that there are parameters by which you could get in, which are based on revenue, number of employees, payroll, market value, and then you got to get in before you're 45. And so to have a company that's run by a president or CEO that's under 45 that meets the criteria is fairly rare. And in that, you have a bunch of people who really feed off of continuing education, networking, learning from each other, learning from resources, and YPO is known to be able to bring in, the best of the best to learn from, and our chapter surely has that. I mean, we've got unbelievable resources and opportunities that we can provide to our members, and then in addition, kind of the Heart and Soul IPO or forums, which the Cliff Notes version is it's a small group of peers where based solely on confidentiality and where you are open and offer seek advice or feedback based on shared experiences. And I think all of us would say that that's what holds us accountable and makes us kind of keep coming back.
Yeah, so I've been in YPO 9 years. I've been in a forum the whole time. It was connotated to me kind of like an analogy is like a Sunday school class in a church. They say a church is healthy if it's got good small groups or what have you. And it's how you really get that underlying education and accountability. And I will say my forum has done that. I will tell you here selfishly on the At Home with Roby show, the show was always in person in studio for the first 4 years.
Right.
And I would be, I think we were doing a planning for the Disney trip about a year and a half ago, Frank, and y'all, we were joking, and some people had, local YPOers had been on our show, and said, oh, I want to fly up, whatever, group of guys, we'll do a couple shows. Well, the blessing to this show on the YPO, and I think it's awesome for our audience and awesome for Patrick and I because we get to learn about everybody's business and their personality.
Agreed.
Is that we've been able to really cherry pick the Southern Seven, all our peers. Frank's an example because it's only call in, mandatory. So I was like, hey, this is the perfect opportunity to learn about all these people, allow all my friends here that fight every day in the trenches to get out and talk about their business, their family, their life, and what makes them tick.
Well, and Trent, to follow on top
that's
of
that. Cool.
On top of that.
That's great.
I mean,
yeah, and I mean, any time I go to a YPO event, whether it's a 5 or 6 or 10 person or one of these 100 or 150 member events, just listening to people, first of all, it's amazing to what some people do that you can make a good living at. But a lot of folks that are, you know, like me in the construction industry and Trent or others that, you know, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to scale and to have growth in industries like this and when you get there, the atmosphere and when you're around other YPOers, there's a level of comfort where the sharing is wide open. And mm-hmm. And I've had people follow up with me. I've followed up with people, and there's so much to learn from other successful people, for sure.
Well, Frank, Trent, I think it's cool that you guys are vulnerable and open to admit. I mean, you said, hey, this is hard, Frank. I mean, it's hard, and I think it's hard really at any level in entrepreneurialism or any business. And the fact that you have that ability to be open and honest, just from an outsider looking in, what I think it does is I think it helps you get to the next step, whatever that next step is, faster, quicker, and with less pain and headache. And that's kind of what you guys do for each other. And, you know, even if you're just starting out in business, right, like we talk about Nary as a good advisory board for those that are really trying to understand business, you have those people that you can bounce ideas off of. Frank, we recently integrated our commercial construction business with our mechanical, plumbing, and electrical here at Roby, the Roby Family Companies. And what I was telling our tradespeople that might not have as much experience, it's very similar in commercial construction, is, hey, you've got these guys who've been doing this 20, 25 years who are now your partners, they're your allies, and they're going to help you get from point A to point B without all the headaches you'd have to get there by doing it yourself, A, and B, in a much quicker amount of time. And if you're not to the YPO level yet, I encourage anybody to have someone or have a group of people in business, whether you're a salesperson, operations manager, smaller business, that you can really, you know, cry with and cheer with. And I think that's just so helpful to 100%. Be able to get that information.
I mean, YPO is really special because the network is so significant internationally, you know, and there's a rule that that you return every YPO's call within 24 hours, no matter where you are in the world. That's special. But
that's
the real
awesome.
The real deal is, like you said, I mean, you got to find in any whatever you're doing, you know, you've got to find that peer-to-peer networking. You know, I got mentors in YPO that don't know they're my mentors, you know, but I call them up and ask them for advice and watch what they do. You know, watch how they lead people, and it's a cool group. But it doesn't really matter what you're in. What, you know, you got to seek that outside guidance, that peer-to-peer relationship I think, to take the next step in whatever size your business is.
Well, when I was probably the president of NARI, I read a book called Breakthrough Companies.
Yeah.
A lot of my executives in our business have read it, and it was the first time I had ever heard about YPO. There was a chapter on laddering and talking about having peer-to-peer relationships and accountability and support. And it was talking about Roger Staubach.
I was just thinking that, yep.
And how he was about to go bankrupt in this forum in YPO, and had helped him get to the other side and then obviously do leg up and grow a great business. So, I mean, literally, serendipitously, about 3 or 4, I put it on my wall, wrote YPO. I didn't have a clue what it was. I thought it might be one of eventual laddering network groups I'm in. And then Clay Grubb. Grub Properties, one of our great clients, is a veteran YPOer and sized me up, and then I was like, I'm all in. That was 9-10 years ago. So great.
Yeah, my story is a little bit similar to that, where, you know, in Mobile, you know, one of the connections, you know, the guys I looked at as leaders in my community and successful businessmen and good fathers with good families, one connection they all had was they were all members of this organization called YPO that I knew nothing about.
Wow.
But I knew that whatever it was something that was a connecting bond between all of them. And when I first took a look, we didn't qualify, you know, and so it gave myself a little goal that I had to get to this point just to qualify and then go from there. And of course, the business has grown significantly since then, but, and those people are still my mentors, you know, but they're nearing the end of their careers now.
That's right. Well, Frank, we're gonna go cut to a commercial. When we come back, I want to talk about why you in this organization, this laddering YPO and organizations similar, why you want to lead and why you think it's important.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And servitude. So will you stick around with us for another segment, pal?
For sure.
All right.
For sure.
You're listening to Frank Lott here talking about YPO and leadership on the At Home with Roby show when we return.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we have Frank Lott on. This is his second time on. First time he came in and talked about his business, Heritage Homes. This time he's here to talk about YPO, but really, I mean, this show, if you've missed the last segment, it's New Year, January 3rd.
Yeah.
You're looking for ways to be different and grow your company or grow yourself within the whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great lesson to be learned. I mean, I'll tell you, Trent, you get around anybody that really is in business and that's engaged. You know, you talk about family and you talk about friends and you talk about, you know, Alabama Crimson Tide versus Clemson Tigers, that kind of thing. But it always seems to come back to what are you doing in your business? And it's kind of cool to hear you guys all talk that way.
You said something. I mean, you don't have to be the president or CEO of a business, a corporation. I think everybody should look at their family and what their occupation is and what their goals are as a business. I always tell people, put together a little business plan for your next year.
Yep.
That should be your New Year's resolution. And what am I going to do? What are my goals? Who is going to be involved? Where is it going to happen? When and how? I mean, it's always the who, what, when, where, how, why. And then why do I want to stay at this job or move on? Or
in that regard, have you ever asked somebody, has anybody ever been like, I just hope that I go backwards next year? No one says
I've never met that person.
So I think this is a cool opportunity. I mean, I'm glad you guys got to really explain what YPO was, which I think is cool. And then we have Frank Lott, who is the chairperson of the Southern 7 chapter. Did I get that right?
He is. I do want to say that you president or CEO of a business of a certain size and under 45, people always say, well, you're a hired gun? You work for a business and they hire you to run it as the president or CEO? Or you're a family business, such as Frank and I? We came up through a business where our dad, God bless, and some extended family worked in the business. Or you're an entrepreneur. You start from zero and you grow this business and you still run the business. So those are kind of our three types of leaderships, wouldn't you say, Frank?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when YPO, when we first started, you know, we're at 50 years, our chapter, and it was almost all family business. And then we got more kind of hired guns, especially as more, you know, larger corporations were locating there in Charlotte and in Atlanta and Nashville. And now, ironically, the fastest growing segment of our membership are entrepreneurs, you know, just guys with an idea, you know, guys and gals with an idea, I should say, because we're also growing an unbelievable with female presence and CEOs, which is really cool to see as well.
Yeah, diversity is awesome. I think it just adds to the value of the mix.
Absolutely.
And you learn more from folks that are not homogenous, not the same as you. So Frank, let's talk about your leadership progression. Did you wake up one day and say, hey, in 8 years, it's 5 years, I want to run the chapter or be the leader of the Southern Seven, which I think saying I want to run the chapter is not the way to say it because it's complete servitude and volunteerism. So where did it come from? Where's that itch come from across your whole career?
You know, it's an interesting thing because like most things, you know, you're going to get involved and with and in organizations that you enjoy. And so Allison, my wife Allison, and I kind of just dove in head first. And we loved our YPO friends. We loved our YPO experiences. She enjoyed it as much as I did. And so we just got more and more involved. And, you know, you plan a little something locally and then get involved in our state leadership. You know, with our chapter being so big in seven states, we have state leadership as well. And then in planning meetings. And then when the opportunity came, it really took me a long time to commit to being the chapter chair because the time commitment is significant. And you know, so I just didn't know if I could do it. You know, my business is on the smaller end and maybe it's arrogance or maybe I'm not as good of a delegator, but I just didn't know that how the business would do without me here as much, you know, and taking care of the chapter. And what I was completely wrong, but it allowed me to give some people in my company some opportunities, and they have flourished. You know, a lot of people that had the tasks that I used to do have done it significantly bigger and better. And so, speaking of, there's my phone's ringing right now. It's YPO Craig Floyd from up there in Virginia.
Yep.
But but anyway, and so we decided. Allison and I really talked a lot about it, and some of my greatest friends. Yeah, you have Mike Smith up there. A lot of those are North Carolinians. You have Cole and Mike Smith, and you have Dan Campbell down in Memphis, and Chris Young. Dan Campbell down in Atlanta, and Chris Young over in Memphis, and Cliff Inge is a chapter chair down here in Mobile. Are just people I talked to and talked about the commitment, and every single one of them said, you know, if you love YPO, then what you get out of this is going to far exceed what you put in. Which for me is a significant amount of my weekly time, and they're right. I mean, you know, it's been an unbelievable opportunity, really, to meet people deeper and the relationships. You know, we always have a theme for education for the year. This year ours is intentional connections, and yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, this year more than ever. You know, that you got to be intentional making those connections, and when you do, you know, they're strong. And that's how, you know, both Allison and I are with, like, take Trent and Reagan, for instance. You know, where they are some of our closest friends and people that I respect and look up to, you know, as business owners and family parents and, you know, especially somebody that's got as many kids as they have.
That daggone Reagan, man. She just don't stop.
Oh, man, that's funny.
No, I mean, yeah. No, Reagan let me dive in head first 9 years ago. I'm, you know, similar to you on a much smaller scale. Been worked my way through the North Carolina rolling up to our chapter. But Reagan supported it the whole way, and the coolest thing is her personality is a little more reserved. One thing I love about YPO, it's not just about the president or CEO that's the member. It's about the whole family and the spouse and the children. And she's backed it the whole way, and now rolling in year 7, 8, 9 and becoming more tenure. She's built her whole network, like with Allison and with you even, I'm saying, and she's bought in more than ever. And in my opinion, that is a true testament to something that takes, costs money, takes time, takes energy, you know, away from business, but also away from family as well, and to have a mother of five that loves being a mother and willing to sacrifice says a lot about servant leadership. So I think that's awesome.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I agree. You know, the spouse portion of it, Allison was with a big group of YPO spouses this week. And, you know, most, all of them have husbands who are at the top of a business, and it can be lonely up there. And then the spouses feel that, you know, And then my kids, you know, I've got a 15 and 13 year old, and both of them separately have been roommates at summer camp with friends they've met at YPO. One of them, a kid from Birmingham, and then Joe with a friend from up there at Raleigh. And you know, Joe's gone every summer out to figure eight with them, and you know, they are close friends, and those friendships are going to last, which is really cool.
Well, now you had said something that the theme for this year for your YPO group is intentional relationships. I think I got that right.
That is Frank and Allison chose that theme.
They chose
that's
that.
That's their theme.
But really, I mean, rolling into the new year, I mean, that we do a business lesson of the day. I mean, I think that's one thing that anybody could do, whether you're working in a business or even if you're retired or you're not into business yet or you're a teacher, have intentional relationships. I love that. I think that's a really cool theme. Frank, we're rolling out of time here. I'm going to put you on the spot. We recorded this show a little bit before Christmas, and you're an Alabama guy. I'm a Clemson guy. Trent's a North Carolina guy, although they're looking good at
coming
the end of
strong.
The season. They beat Miami pretty handedly. All right, so currently the top four or the top six in the college football playoff is Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State at 4, Texas A&M, and Florida. We were, as this show rolls live, the playoffs have happened, okay? I'm asking you who got into the playoffs, who's in the championship, and who do you think wins? And we'll have a lot of fun as this show airs, seeing how maybe Trent, you and I can do ours on the next segment, but we'll take Frank's now and see who got it right.
Yeah, I would say that Florida's out after the shoe-throwing incident and losing to LSU.
Yeah,
and
hurts.
And so we'll see if that comes true. It's gonna be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Whether you agree with that or not, Ohio State has barely even played. And the Clemson-Notre Dame thing, you know, I think that they'll give Clemson some credit for Trevor Lawrence not playing when Notre Dame beat them. They'll probably beat them again in the ACC championship game and then be able to maybe play a third time in one season, which would be crazy. But, you know, I'm an Alabama fan, so it's hard for me to look the other way. And I've seen Clemson beat Alabama in person, which is tough. And this year they've got a team that I think will give Alabama a hard time. But this, if Alabama stays healthy, this is as good of an Alabama team offensively and defensively as they've had in a couple of years, which is crazy to say because they've not lost many games, but they're giving up like, you know, 8 points a game or something and scoring over 50 points a game. And clicking on all cylinders. That's playing all SEC schedule, you know. So you don't have any games that are fill-in. So I think Alabama's going to be really hard to beat this year.
So you got Alabama, Clemson,
but
and the.
I could be wrong. I thought the same thing when I went down there to Tampa and watched Clemson beat Alabama, and I thought Clemson was going to be out of it after that. You know, they kind of caught fire, but. Yeah, Dabo, obviously a guy from Birmingham who played football at Alabama. He's one of those guys we're talking about leadership earlier. He's got it. You know, people will follow him, you know, and it's really cool to watch him from that standpoint.
Frank, thank you for your time. Have a great first part of the year and roll tide. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
I like it.
See y'all later. See ya. Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies.
Man, the new year's getting started with the bang. We went roll tide on the At Home with Roby show.
I know, about cried over here. What are you doing, roll
you asked,
tide?
You teed Frank up.
I did.
I mean,
I did.
We've had him 2 weeks in a row.
I did.
So amicable, so knowledgeable, so cool. One of my best friends.
Yeah.
And you at the very end of 2 weeks in a row, you
finally got him,
and he dropped a bomb on you.
He went all Kirk Herbstreit on us, man. Got some.
He dropped a bomb on you.
He had. See, he knows what he's talking about. All right, I'm gonna ask you the same question. All right, who is in the playoff?
Come on.
You say you agree? Alabama, Notre Dame.
I think Ohio State's a contender.
All right, they're in.
Tell you that.
So you. All
right,
so we got
and
Alabama.
Notre Dame, right?
Who's
okay.
in the, you got? Who's in the championship?
I think it's Clemson and Alabama.
I agree.
And I think Clemson wins.
Woo!
You just broke my ear.
My ear just broke.
I hope you're okay driving down the road.
Your subwoofers no longer work,
or you didn't trip if you're listening to us on podcast jogging.
Yeah. That's what that liability thing at the beginning.
I mean, I think Alabama's very, very good.
Yeah.
Extremely good. Great. And I think what he said is true, but you're my boy, Brent's my boy. I live in Charlotte. Clemson's my team over Alabama.
We got it. We'll see what
I'm
happens.
I'm not Dan Bailey.
It'll be Dan Bailey might be happy if Alabama wins too, but we'll see what happens. I think this will be a lot of fun, obviously, for the listeners. I mean, we could be completely wrong about all of this. There's a lot of stuff that happens between when we record this and
how
when
did
it
you
goes.
Sabotage our YPO show? With this,
I'm sorry to all those that are. Hey,
I'll give Frank some kudos. He did draw back, humbled up, said Dabo. I think he was saying because he was a Alabama guy
originally,
his roots. But he talked about how he is servant leadership, and he's got those guys. I'll tell you, nothing. I don't see it PR wise coming out of Clemson since Dabo's been down there. I mean, them guys are on point. They seem to carry themselves the way they're supposed to carry themselves. He's got them in line, and it resonates through their business, through the way they play football and the way they PR.
Well, no, I mean, I think we were talking about that on the way into the show today. It's all about culture.
It is.
Culture. I mean, that's what it is, and Dabo's built the culture. We're trying to build a culture. No, Alabama has a culture. They might be aligned a little bit differently, but it daggone works.
I think Alabama's culture is kill, kill, kill.
Yeah, we're going to crush you. You're going to crush you. I mean, not to get – I know we probably have something we need to talk about here in the last segment. Maybe
no.
We don't, but it is kind of fun. I mean, while we're on this little bit of sports theme, whether you like Lane Kiffin or not, but he really knows how to get underneath old Nick Saban's skin, doesn't he, TJ? Oh, man, it's comical. But we'll see what happens. I mean, as this show airs, the national championship game will be a couple days from here, and then the playoffs were really last night, the night before. So
interesting. I'll tell you, this was a great show.
Agreed.
To start off the year 2021.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a wonderful new year. We get COVID behind us early part of this year.
Yep.
Politics kind of goes away for a little while, but hopefully – this year
settle in.
We can get back to enjoying relationships and enjoying family and working and being in your business and being together with people. But the meaning of the show, servant leadership, having peers that you can lean on, something I was wanting to squeeze in is I joke about YPO and we joke about Nary and home builders and
yep.
then you and I being leaders in our business and Travis and Matt Young and Dave McGuire, David Baird. We always talk about how we cry together. I mean, we celebrate together, but it's really the times that you console each other. You have the same issues. Frank talked about that a little bit.
We might fight a little bit here and there.
Oh yeah,
get bloody knuckled together. But that's the deal.
That's what. Listen, it's built on honesty. Just like Frank said on his last show, Heritage Home Show, tell the truth. The truth early
first. Tell it first
prevents a lot. So. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for listening to the At Home with Roby show. Hopefully we have a great year together on here. Frank Lott, thanks for being here. YPO, I love you. Thank you for all you provide for me and my family and our business. Amen. Have a great Sunday.